It's being described as the global tipping point in the switch to electric cars, with potential implications for Australian manufacturers. The world's biggest car market, China, is indicated it will follow countries like France and the UK in moving to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel engines. George Roberts reports.
China both makes and buys more cars than any other country in the world. So for transport industry analyst Professor Gary Glazebrook, the country's plan to ban selling petrol and diesel cars is big news.
The message would be out there, and all the other manufacturers in the world who want to sell cars in China desperately will realise that the writing's on the wall, and that they will essentially be crowded out or be legislated out of the market unless they switch to electric cars.
China hasn't said when the full ban on petrol and diesel car sales would come in, but other countries like the UK and France aim to do it by about 2040. Professor Glazebrook thinks China can do it much sooner.
Once that gets underway, then we're going to find it'll happen much, much faster than people think. The thing that has been holding it back up until now is the cost of electric cars and the fact that they didn't have enough range. Well, the cars that are now on the market do have enough range. So the only thing that's been holding it back has been batteries. And battery technology has been improving and getting cheaper. So we've reached that tipping point, I think.
And so how quickly do you think could a market as big as China turn around and get rid of petrol and diesel altogether?
I think to completely ban the sale of other than electric cars, I can see that they could do that within perhaps, 15 to 20 years.
It's a decision that has global implications for suppliers to the Chinese market, like Australia. Toyota and Holden are due to close their last Australian plants by the end of October, but Australia's vehicle manufacturing and car parts industry will still be worth tens of billions of dollars to the economy, thanks in part to the Chinese market. The Federation of Automotive Parts Manufacturers is now part of the Victorian Automotive Chamber of Commerce. Its executive director is Jeff Gwillem.
Currently, those manufacturing operations make up more than 2.6% of GDP in Australia. And it will still be around 2% of GDP, even when Toyota and Holden have finished their passenger car manufacturing operations.
Jeff Gwillem acknowledges that there are less parts to sell to make an electric car.
Generally speaking, electric engines have got about 17 moving parts as opposed to hundreds of moving parts in either diesel or petrol engines.
But he still sees opportunity for the Australian industry as the world is making more and more cars, and electric cars are easier to make.
I think we could enter an age where we manufacture cars again, because if you manufacture a vehicle without the need to manufacturing a diesel or a petrol engine, it becomes a simplified process to some degree.
Surely you're still competing against the lower wages in places like China and Indonesia, though.
You are, but automation will change a lot of that. You don't have a casting plant, you don't have a machining plant, you don't have a plant that has to make engines. There's a lot of work involved in making an engine, and if you attach to that different types of manufacturing technologies and robotics, then my view is you will be able to make cars again.
The Victorian Automotive Chamber of Commerce's Jeff Gwillem, ending George Roberts's report.